Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one spoiler-free, generically named Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. With me as always, Alex Bradford, AB. What'd you think of the part two of the two-night finale?
Unnecessary, Rem.
I agree. I agree, that it was mostly unnecessary.
What are we doing having two nights for one night? Amount of material.
It was a little more than one night worth of crucial material.
Was it though, or could they just have cut out of like some random stuff?
I'll put it this way. I would have been very pleased with a 3 hour Monday night show.
That's facts.
That would have been
the sweet spot.
Yeah, that's, you know, you have a party. It's that makes it seem like the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
The two-night finale is, that's an extra commitment. That's an extra night that we have to give up to watch your show. You better deliver. And the second night better be better than the first night, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The show, it crescendoed. It peaked 15 minutes into night two. And from there, it was kind of a slow down and then a steep cliff when Air Supply showed up, in my opinion.
I was kind of wondering when I saw that if that was like a, you know, the Troop Beverly Hills type thing where the Kennedys love Air Supply or something.
I mean, I like Air Supply. I like all those old ballad rock bands, like love ballad bands where, you know, growing up you could get those CDs that, you know, that $11.99 and they'd have this like a mix of different. Anyway,
Air Supply would be on there.
Air Supply would be on there. They also had a song on the Ghostbusters soundtrack, so I'm partial to Air Supply. But Chris made it sound like, on one of his Instagram stories, he was like, legends, big time legends are coming through live band. I'm like, is he getting the Beatles back together? I should know.
I swear to you, I've never heard of Air Supply.
I am not going to shame you for that. I would guess a lot of people don't. Definitely Cassie and Colton have no idea who they are. That's
they had
a
no
fact.
Clue.
Let's get some logistics out of the way. If you still want to keep up with our social channels in the off season, the Instagram is at Rosecast Podcast, and the Twitter is at RosecastDS, and the Facebook is /RosecastPodcast. Thanks to everyone who left a review on Apple Podcasts in the last 24 hours. I don't know if you checked, AB. Comfortably past 500 now, as requested.
Wow, thank you.
Anyone who leaves a review at this point, know that it's appreciated, but also know that you're not and can never be part of the 500 club. It's too late for you.
Maybe 600 though, Rim.
Maybe 600, maybe 510. You want to be part of that club? Anyway, let's get one thing out of the way first, AB. And I think if I don't say this now, I might forget to say it. A new low, in my opinion, has been reached in terms of misleading previews. Let me read the bit. We can never, ever, ever trust what we see on the previews again, because now they're showing things that is huge and didn't even occur.
What do you got?
You should be ashamed of yourselves, producers. They showed Colton every week on a preview holding a ring box ready to propose, and it was not part of the show. The box was empty for some reason, which fueled conspiracies, but it didn't even happen on the show. It was leftover footage that they just teased us all season.
They're just like having him act to get clips. Yes. Like that was not a part of the show at any point.
At the end of this episode, I have a list of things that I think they should change to
grievances.
Not grievances, but tips. Like I like the show. I want the show to be good. And they're not just, you know, what really grinds my gears.
Okay.
But maybe I should add one to that, and that is no previews for anything, period. Except the next week, maybe. Okay? I just want to point that out. Outrageous breach of trust with the viewers to show that every week. All right, let's talk about the episode. Colton, he's going to talk to Cassie. That's where we ended. He knocked on the door at the end of last episode. Chris opens the show by implying that only two possible outcomes are possible. Possibly. A, Colton and Cassie. Sometimes, you know, broadcaster, you mess up. You repeat words. A, Colton and Cassie get back together. Or B, Colton remains a virgin forever. These are the only two possible outcomes.
Listen, Chris really... I don't know if I liked what he did, but I respect what he did this whole episode.
Okay.
The guy was working to get ratings out there. He was grinding. Every cutscene went to him.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
That's a great spin zone. One I'm instantly over on your side with. That's true. He really was. A lot of what he was spinning was annoying. But when you put yourself in his position, you got to do what you got to do. Get people tuned in. To me, the more they leaned into the virginity angle last night, seemingly out of nowhere, because it hasn't been a consistent theme. It pops up in random episodes. The more I realized we weren't getting an engagement. You know what I mean? Because they had to give us a question to be answered at the end, and teasing an engagement would have been unrealistic and disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But teasing, will these two have sex, is... I guess a decent backup plan. I don't know. All right. Cassie opens the door, already smiling. What did you think of this?
I mean, that took all the suspense away from me. She said the mood was light, way too light for how they ended. So I knew it was over. Like, they're going to be together.
Exactly.
I didn't need to hear what they said. I could tell that from the moment she opened the door.
Someone in the mailbag, I don't know if we'll get to their question specifically, but someone in the mailbag, Hannah, I believe, said that she thinks Cassie and Colton already made up off camera before this. And looking back, I don't want to think that while I'm watching the show. I don't want to think that. You want to believe what you're seeing is somewhat real.
Yeah.
But it's the constant, like, these two were giddy to see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Colton tells Cassie, we're going to recap like we recap. Colton tells Cassie he knew he wanted to have another conversation with her, but before he did that, he knew he had to break up with Hannah and Tayshia.
Had to do it.
What did you make of Cassie's giddy reaction, I'll say, to this news?
Basically,
inappropriate reaction?
No. It was fine. She won. She knew she won at this point. And if you're looking at it like she didn't know, like they hadn't talked before, which I don't know. I don't know for
sure
yet.
I don't know.
I could buy it.
It felt gross coming out of my mouth.
I could buy it, I'll tell you that. But if she didn't know, this would be the moment she found out she won. Like, I won the competition.
But she removed herself from the competition. That's what. That's where we should have been at
that
point.
That was a game. That was a game in a game, Rim.
Okay,
if you know the Randolphs, that was all a ploy. Like, come on. You think she didn't know what she was doing? You didn't think Cassie Randolph knew what she was doing out there? Miss Reality TV? You don't think she knew what she was up to by leaving?
I mean, we're getting too deep into the cynical conspiracy.
I don't even think it's a conspiracy like she was doing it for reality TV. I think that's a decent move to make. Like, if you're trying to get someone back or get someone to really fall for you, leaving them is a good move.
It's in the tool shed. It's in the tool shed. I don't know if that's what... That basically contradicts everything we said on the last episode. I don't know if that's what she was doing, but it's a possibility. Can I say my joke here?
Yeah.
Cassie reacted like Will Smith at the end of Pursuit of Happiness when he lands the dream job. She goes, and then she like kind of starts crying a little bit. Check out Pursuit of Happiness. Good flick,
folks. It's a good flick.
Two women that could have given me a good life, Colton says. everything I wanted, but it wasn't who I wanted it to be with. So Colton acknowledges that Cassie is not the most ready. There were two people who were believed to be more ready to be engaged. Something told me, this is Cassie now, something told me they were further along than I was, and they were ready for something that you wanted. Like, you're the bachelor. You're ready to get engaged. Cassie, you are also on The Bachelor. You should probably be ready to get engaged. Just something to think about. Cassie kisses Colton. Colton asks if she wants to go to Spain. This is escalating very quickly to meet his family. What do you think about their reconciliation?
They made up, Rim. It's just a makeup. Makeup session, the couple kisses. They're heading to Spain. Happy couple.
Were you excited? Were you pleased to see this development? Yesterday we said we didn't know what we wanted to happen. We want, you know, the most interesting thing. Was your heart warmed by this, AB, I guess?
My heart was fine, but really, this was 10 minutes into the episode, so me personally, I was wondering, what are we doing the rest of these hour and 45 minutes of this episode? I didn't understand.
Well, he should have known we were getting one of Chris's bands that he likes to play a show. Cassie meets the family in Mallorca, Spain. Colton starts off with a terrible, mood-killing joke about his virginity.
ruins the day.
The faces of his family members like, okay, all right.
Okay, I didn't know. You don't need to tell us when you have sex. That's unnecessary.
It wasn't obvious that it was a joke, so they were just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Did they put you up to this,
your
Colton?
Your mom's sitting right next to you.
Yeah, she's like, all right. And then even the dad was like, yeah, I mean, something you can keep private. That's fine. You don't have to tell us right here. Colton tells them that only one woman is there and explains the Cassie situation, how she chose to leave initially. What do you got on boss man Scott Underwood and his discussion with Colton?
Colton's dad is genuinely concerned that his son has fallen in love with someone that will never love him. And he asks the same question I was kind of wondering by the end of this. Is he liking Cassie because she left? Is that why he, you know, sent the other two home? Because it's something that he couldn't have.
Yes.
Wise.
Are you sure you're, yeah.
From the boss.
That's wise. It's a valid concern to not want your son or daughter to be head over heels in love and not have that be reciprocated. Of course, that's terrible. He's seen that before with Colton. But maybe, spin zone, maybe this should be a net positive if you're the family. At least he's monogamous at the moment. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Like when he said, I'm only bringing one woman here, his mom's face kind of lit up. She's like, oh, nice. You know who you got.
We're not
doing
this ridiculous thing anymore.
Yeah, this is suddenly not that absurd. But then he tells him that Cassie left. Then the ears perk up, the red flags.
I mean, if you look at it from the outside, this seems like the best way for this to end in terms of for it to work. They're actually going to try to be a couple, like a real couple, before getting engaged. Seems legitimate.
It's kind of what we've wanted from this show, to kind of de-emphasize the engagement aspect of it.
Yeah.
Over the last few years. We'll talk more about that later. But you're right. Do you think that only one person should meet the family? Because it's so weird to have two people meet the family and then ask your family to split hairs between two people that you really, really like or love.
No, because here's the thing. I want all these things. I'm from the outside looking in, Cassie and Colton, how they ended up, one of them meeting the family and them not getting engaged makes a lot of sense, but it's bad TV.
Okay, fair.
So that's not what I'm looking for.
We always have to balance what's like rational and logical with something that's entertaining.
I mean,
and
we got what we've
families.
Been asking for, and here we are complaining about the episode.
Yeah,
so what else?
No. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for tweaks. Stay tuned for tweak suggestions. Let's get to Cassie, who is an absolute nervous wreck.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well. She goes, I don't want to go in there confused, and I know that I am. They should have delayed this. Colton should have faked a sickness or something. Yeah. We need to get on the same page before this.
We shouldn't do this. Think about it. She just broke up with their son. Just broke his heart. And now we're going to meet and act like everything's good?
Stepdad says, are you guys, what are you, boyfriend, girlfriend? How serious is this? Am I wasting my time here? Probably should have sorted that out in the driveway. I think those two should have figured that out.
Yeah.
Because also, number one, you should be. I mean, there's no... That shouldn't have been a question that she fumbled.
Mean? He didn't ask if you're going to get engaged. He asked if you're boyfriend, girlfriend. Now you should be.
That's a low bar to exceed in this situation. And somehow Cassie knocked the bar down. She's already crying. Moments into their discussion, she's crying about not living up to their expectations. The expectations she thinks they have. Because she doesn't even know what the expectations are. Mom Underwood says, hey, can we have a minute? Like my mom said when I'd get a bad report card, like pull me away from the dinner table. Hey, can you come here for a second?
I don't want to embarrass you in front of everybody, I'm going to...
Come over here. Look at these. Look at these letters. Not good. Boss man with Cassie. We're going to move right along. Cassie blew this big time. Tell me if you agree. Here's where I think she blew it. After he said goodbye to two other girls, I said, are you sure this is what you want? Because I want him to be with someone who is insanely in love with him.
Wow. Insinuating that's not her.
Not even insinuating.
I'm not one of the people.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I mean, I love him. I care about him a lot. I mean, there's nowhere to go in that situation. Yeah. You have to follow that with a but. It's just, don't say that. Just don't say that. You don't want to lie to the family, but you also don't want to, I don't know, be so blatant in your feelings that you don't know if you even like him that much. Like it's
especially
just too-
after their son has made it very clear that he is madly in love with you.
Yes. Yes. Just not, they didn't prepare well enough.
No.
They did not, these two
didn't get on the same page.
They didn't get on the same page. It was a disaster. Cassie with his mom, she even says, good seg, AB. We are on a little bit of different pages. He's always been a step ahead of me. This is what you call a completely bombed job interview.
That's not what you want to say. That's not what you want to say.
Okay, AB, boss man Underwood sheds a few tears. King of secure masculinity, whatever his name is, Scott Underwood, just doesn't want to see Colton hurt, AB. Anything else on this shockingly brief family time?
Just a family coming away from this not knowing what the hell's going on with their son.
Is there anyone from the top 5 or 6 or 7 or so who you think might have done worse?
Worse.
I feel like Hannah B.
Hannah B. Our next bachelorette would do worse in this scenario. That's
and
about
your favorite,
it, though.
And your
That's
favorite about contestant. It. Yeah, I could see that. She would have been laughing a lot during the very serious conversations. All right, AB, final date. Daytime. This is the big question that everybody's wondering. This is what I was wondering. I don't know about you. Families around the country going, hey, is Colton going to lose his virginity? That's what we all are really watching for, right? That's why we tuned into this season.
Listen, you joke about it, though, Rim. I wanted to find out legitimately by the end of this. They've teased it so much. Yep. Like, I need to not give me the answer. We'll get to that later, but I really wanted to know.
I started wanting to know when they left for the fantasy suites. I'm like, okay, now I kind of care. Now I kind of, you know, we come
care
this
about
far.
This virginity,
just,
folks.
Just tell me. I kind of want to know. But I found, but for the whole season and this whole, most of this episode, I was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cassie says, I do love him, but Colton has been kind of a step ahead of me. She says this to the camera. My opinion, maybe open with that. With the family instead of I'm confused, I don't know where we stand.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm sorry for letting everyone down. Maybe open with the good part first. Anything on the rappelling down, I don't know, what was that, a 30-foot cliff?
No, just yeah, that's something I might consider jumping off that if you told me.
I was going to say,
if you dared
me,
I could
see AP leaping.
If you gave me enough money, I might jump off that. Just another thing Colton is terrified about in his
Could
date.
Could you believe
it's
that?
It's completely fine. I mean, she was like half, like probably 5 feet down, and he's like stiff as a board up on the, holding on to the rope. Rappelling doesn't seem very hard. I've seen, as a challenge fan, they do rappels all the time. Like,
you just
way
back.
Higher
Yeah.
Drops them that. You just lean back and you just kind of shimmy your hands. You can't see what I'm doing here, but you just shimmy your hands and you just go down.
Looks weird.
You just go down the rappel. It's not hard.
They did it on Emily's season. They rappelled down like a skyscraper in Charlotte.
Yeah. It's no big deal. It's
Emily
no
Maynard
big deal.
Rappelled. It was it's not a no, big deal.
It's no big deal.
Just lean back, Colton. He was like this. He was at like a 15-degree angle, just like falling down the side.
Scared.
Anyway, Cassie had an easy time, and I'm pretty sure Cassie's never done it before either.
Oh, yeah.
Picnic on the beach. Some interesting reveals here. It felt almost out of place, though. I question whether this was a contrived storyline, honestly.
Wow.
Cassie says she felt controlled in her last relationship and is nervous, and because of that, understandably, is nervous about being in another relationship.
Yeah.
You're the only remaining contestant on The Bachelor, and you're nervous about the prospect of entering a relationship.
Yep. Any sort of commitment with anyone. That was news to me. And is it about the guy on Young and Reckless? Or what is that show?
Young and Reckless?
What show is that called?
That's Drama's brand from the Fantasy Factory. Young and Reckless. Drama Deer Deck. Drama. No, not quite. Young Ones. Young Ones. Close. Okay, young. Okay. Those kids are anything but reckless. I'll put it that way. She just seemed to me like a different person from the one we've known all season here. Butterfly Cassie coming out of the limo talking about the borderline love at first sight.
Yeah.
She wasn't afraid of being in a relationship. And it makes her look very silly, to put it kindly,
wow,
in the shadow of the readiness controversy, even more so than last week.
When
because last
were
week
calling
she's
calling into question her readiness, and now she's not ready.
And we borderline vilified the people who didn't have proof of what they were saying,
yeah,
which they didn't on the show. We couldn't see it. Last week, she wasn't 100% sure she could be engaged. Now she's saying she's nervous about being in a relationship full stop, which is
incredible.
Incredible. It was,
I mean, it's
still Colton with confidence.
It's fair. She's 23 years old to not be ready for marriage, but then don't throw a fit when everyone puts into question earlier in the season that you're not ready for marriage. It would have been fine.
Bad look. Bad look. I hope this was just the show trying to add tension.
Sure.
It would make sense because we've already had the payoff. They're together and we know they're not getting engaged. Like we know how this is going
to
go. They had to make it seem like the relationship was still up in the air.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. But I was watching that segment like, what the heck is going on? Yeah. Young Once boyfriend, her college boyfriend, based on the 45 minutes of Young Once I watched,
mm-hmm,
her most significant relationship to this point was that guy. And it seemed to me, 45 minutes, that was headed towards marriage the whole time, you know,
okay,
from the time you're 18 to the time you're 22 or 23,
sure,
or whatever. I'm sure I'm getting the timeline messed up, but that just seemed to me like she thought she was going to marry that guy. And
yeah,
that's how she approaches all relationships now, which is a reasonable.
Yep.
The dinner time overnight date with fewer people around AB, Cassie's nervousness wears off a little bit. What did you think? Do you agree or disagree there?
Yeah, I agree. Colton does a pretty good job of, you know, calming her down a little bit. He just tells her, there's no pressure here. I just want you to live your life, and we'll see where this goes. There's literally no pressure of the show. He's taking it all away. He should be fined. I talked about him being fined again. He should have lost all his money. Did he lose all his money?
He might have reached them. Maybe. I don't know what fine system you're talking. I don't know if that's a real thing or not. There's no way they really ding him for
just,
that.
No, absolutely. There's
okay.
On these reality TV shows, they all have these contracts, and I'm sure there's something extra for certain things, you know, like getting engaged at the end, whatever. Telling girls I love you. I bet Ben was fined right off the bat when he's the first one that did that. Like,
well, he might have been fined,
certain,
but
there's certain rules.
Ben might have been fined for the first time, but he erased the fine by saying it to someone else to keep
absolutely
to the horse race going. It's interesting you say that because Chris Harrison does make a point, especially this season, of saying there's no rules. You can do whatever you want. It's like
there's
there
rules.
Are rules,
tons of
Chris,
rules that
please.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette have to follow. They get a salary, and I'm sure they get docked for certain things.
Demoted. Cassie said something I found interesting. She said, this is, I think, what she's been trying to communicate this whole time and failing to do so. She said, if I'm going to commit to a relationship, it's going to be because I can see it getting there. So she just wants any relationship she enters to have the possibility of marriage at the end.
Sure.
Instead of, I'm not going to be in a relationship until I'm certain I can marry that person for sure. Cassie ruins the overnight date card presentation. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did not.
Well, you must not have been paying attention. She's like, oh, it's under the placemat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. And then Colton reads it to her, breaking another rule. Fine. That's a fine. Stugatz. And they dip to the hotel room after eating nothing. What do you got on? I don't know. I thought it was a funny moment when he kicked everybody out, trying to get the mics off. That was cute.
I'm a big fan of when they're showing us behind the scenes, even if it's, you know, scripted stuff. Like, that was probably, I don't know. I just like when I see the producers and stuff like that, and they're taking off the sound stuff, and I like that.
I think it's because people on the show, they act slightly differently when it's not a scene, capital S scene, you know? They relax a little bit. They're more themselves. And I liked what I saw with those two, where they thought, oh, this won't be on the show. We can kind of be ourselves.
And I like when they act. I feel like most of the time they're acting like the cameras aren't there, when in reality they are. Like, we all know there's cameras there. There's tons of people. So it's I like occasionally when they're real about that.
Agreed. Now for the worst part of the episode, my opinion, this panel discussion on whether or not Cassie and Colton had intercourse in their hotel room.
Yeah. This is a completely unacceptable panel put together by ABC and Chris Harrison.
Why do you say that? Why is it unacceptable?
It's just a panel to talk about if you guys think they had sex or not. It's none of these. It's none of Goose's business, Rim, for
it's
one.
None of Goose's business. Here's who
and
was
what
on
is
it.
This group? What is the group?
Sydney, Onyeka, Demi, Chris, the Goose, Jason, who's fallen from Bachelor contender to I'll be on any panel you want, and Ben Higgins. What are you doing here, Ben Higgins?
Ben Higgins, now, I love how Blake was sent home after night one also. You know he was planned. They brought in Goose because he added so little to the content.
Ben is about the same age as these people, but he feels like
He
has
older.
A presence about him, and he feels older,
he
feels like he's too... Like, come on, dude, you shouldn't be on this panel. You're the former Bachelor. Are you kidding me?
This was a joke.
This was insulting. This was an insulting panel. The virginity angle in general, and especially how hard they pushed it this episode, shows a big disconnect between the show and its audience members. What they think we want to see.
Yeah.
That's not to say that representation of an all-American male in his mid-20s talking about being a virgin, that has some value. But they made a bit out of it almost the whole season, and they presented it as this carrot with which to reward us at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And this panel was the, I don't know what the right word is, whatever the negative opposite of nadir is. Six strangers speculating and joking about the most private moment in this person's life. It's repulsive almost.
Some of them kind of know him. Half of them don't know him at all. Like, Goose has never met him.
Oddly, though, AB, Goose, it's fucking Chris the Goose delivered like the most reasoned statement thing.
He really did.
That says a lot. He said that him and Crystal did not have sex in their paradise suite, and they just talked all night and grew closer as a couple. He was like, hey, Chris the Goose was like,
mind your business, everybody.
Mind your business, number one.
It's a crazy panel. Thanks for the invite, though.
Who thought it would be a good idea to have Demi and Onyeka talking about this?
And Sydney, what's Sydney doing there? She doesn't know shit about this.
Sydney doesn't either, but Onyeka's...
Three people that were not contenders.
No, but my point is Onyeka's like mean-spirited, and she showed that with a joke about size, which was totally, again, unacceptable. Onyeka is a Mari-level guest who somehow failed upwards onto this prestigious
relatives show. I hated this. This was every season there's moments where I'm like, what are we doing watching this? And they always do them. And I hated it. If you didn't hate it, I would like to know why. Text the mailbag, but I don't think there's many of you out there.
I think they think just throwing ex cast members, part of the Bachelor family, out on stage, no matter what content they're delivering, is going to be a positive, which I can understand, but this was just too much. Like, I personally enjoyed the season opener when they just had the parties and the random, you know, all these people from the Bachelor family around. I like that because I like these characters or whatever, and I like them on my screen. But there was no reason for this panel.
I like past characters, cast members too, for the most part, the concept, but they lean too much.
Yeah.
You
gotta have something.
Have some experts on something that's going on the show. You know, have a sexual assault counselor to talk after the Kaylin episode, or have someone else talk for something else. You know what I mean? We don't need Onyeka's opinion about whether or not Cassie and Colton had sex in their fantasy suite. That is completely airless calories of content, and that proved this did not need to be a two-night finale. I like the show. Other than like that, and I liked it, but that thing just incensed me. After the overnight date and back in the studio with Cassie and Colton, they're cute, kissy after the date. They're in studio AB, and they are officially in love.
Together.
What do you think, AB, about them? Seeing them post-show.
I'm a fan of this couple, Rim. Okay? I like Cassie, like Colton. I like them being together. I knew it all along. I didn't like that I knew it all along, but now that we're here, I'm here for this couple.
It's nice to see.
Yeah.
They're nice to see. I think Cassie stinks on camera. I think the last couple episodes, she's been kind of all over the place with her communication style. When she's relaxed and with Colton and they can be more of themselves, it works. I think it works. What'd you think of the post-show activities on their kind of their secret weekends?
I always enjoyed that. They started doing that with Becca. I enjoyed, and unfortunately it didn't work out for Becca and Ari, but I enjoyed when they showed us that post-show stuff. I hope they continue it.
Just be a real couple. They should have a half hour on that, I think.
Absolutely.
They're in love, AB. And that's the resolution they should have teased rather than the virginity. Mm-hmm. They should have teased, are they going to be in love still?
Listen, I like Chris Harrison, and he doesn't have an easy job, Rim. Even though we always talk about how easy his job is, it's not an easy job. But some of his questioning was rude and unacceptable.
Okay. Two things. Before we get to that, two things. Do you think they'll be engaged anytime soon?
What do you mean by soon?
3 months.
No.
Wow. Okay.
A year to 2 years? Sure.
That's not soon in the concept of
this
show.
I think they're just starting. Like, I don't think they're... I don't think they're very far along in the relationship.
Okay. Chris asks Colton, I think they'll be engaged in 3 months. I think.
Really? Okay.
I think they will. Chris asks Colton if he's still a virgin. This is what you're talking about. What did you make of Colton's response? I have a quote.
Give me the quote.
I know I've been open and candid about my virginity, but now there are two of us in this relationship. That's something we're going to keep to ourselves.
Well said.
Terrific answer,
wow.
I thought.
Great
answer.
The
crowd goes, aw, it was a really sweet moment. The producers probably expected the crowd to boo because they think we have a bloodlust for knowing if he's a virgin or not, but we don't. What's your opinion on Chris' handling of that situation?
Chris was he's prodding too much. I know that it's his job, but I didn't like it. He kept, and then he follows up after Colton wouldn't tell him. He's like, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, you guys did it, didn't you?
Come on, okay, Chris. You're
Chris,
better than
come
that.
On, come on.
I don't know if you caught this in the middle of his questioning before that. Chris asks them if they're going to get engaged, and they kind of give a wishy-washy answer. And then Chris is like, well, is it your dad holding back? Talking about Cassie's dad.
No, Colton volunteered that. He said Matt Randolph is holding me back or something like that. I don't think. And then Chris said it. Yeah.
Really?
Chris didn't prompt that. No.
Okay.
Colton tried to make a joke like her dad's not letting me type of thing. It didn't hit.
And then Chris was like, oh, Matt, oh, Mr. Randolph's not on board. Like, he followed that up. It wasn't Chris prodding too much, I don't think.
Never mind then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
AB, towards the end of the season, kind of elephant in the room, I'll say, there was a growing skepticism about Cassie and her motivations for being on the show.
Led by me. I was the conductor of the train.
Do you think she was just in it for the Instagram fame? Do you think that's why she came on the show? Do you think her feelings changed the closer she got to Colton? Do you think she's still in it for just Instagram fame?
I think it's part of it. I don't think it's 100% Instagram fame. I think she went on for partly Instagram fame. Sure. Like, I don't know, 30% of her motive was, I want to be more famous, which I don't necessarily have a problem with. Okay. As long as at one point it changes a little bit to maybe you liking that person, which I think she probably did.
Perfectly said. Her little sister has 200,000 followers. She's probably like, damn, let me get in this game a little bit. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Wanting to like make a living on Instagram is a shallow thing, but also would be kind of awesome live in Huntington Beach, California. You can just go to the beach and take a photo and get paid for it.
I would love to not work and just like post ads on Instagram every couple days.
And who knows if it's sustainable long term, but I can understand. And even, or you could just have a real career
if it's
and do that too. Here's the other thing. Well, that's one of the criticisms of it. My point is, it's not mutually exclusive to be like, oh, that's a cool benefit of being on this show and also actually pursuing a relationship sincerely with the lead. I think she really actually genuinely loves Colton. And also, like you said, she's not mad at the IG either. This brings up a point from last episode when Chris was asking Hannah G, man, how's it been since the breakup? You know, how's life's probably been so terrible? Buddy, she's fine.
She's almost at a million.
Yeah, she's almost at a million. She is perfectly designed for Instagram. Hannah G is sitting
pretty. You just have to understand every single person. There's a part of them that is going on to get more famous. Like, you're not doing reality TV unless you are that type of person.
Yeah.
That is looking for that.
The benefits
at least
of-
partly. Like, there's something inside you that wants to be more famous by going on reality TV, because this is not the most, this isn't the best way to find love, to go on The Bachelor.
No. It's absurd. No, but we like the show. Our guy Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote about the challenge. I don't know if you read that article yet, but that was part of his criticism of their recent... Anyway, now we're off on a tangent. Before the next Bachelorette reveal, I suppose I asked you all this question. What did you think of the season as a whole, entertainment-wise?
Very entertaining.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was a very entertaining season. Had some good characters. I thought Colton did a really good job.
That's my next question. Where does he stand?
Up at the
among
up
the
near
bachelorettes
the top.
You've watched, yeah,
up near the top. He was good. He was a good. There was drama every week for the most part. This was, it was a good season until the end. This last episode was probably the worst episode of the year.
I agree.
And before that, I didn't really have any complaints. I said great episode pretty much every episode.
Yep,
so
it's true.
This was a good season.
Almost every episode was good. We agree on that. I think this was I can't remember an episode or a week where I walked away going like, that was bad. except this particular last hour of this episode. I don't have any deep contempt for any of the main contestants or the lead. Usually we do.
Yeah.
That's uncommon in our experience.
There was no outside controversies going on like there has been in past seasons.
There was, exactly. There wasn't anything that happened that made you resent the existence of the show. Most of my beef was with production choices, which is something we just come to accept. I think it was a good, entertaining experience. Colton was a good bachelor, and it gives me hope for the long-term future.
The
if
only
they make
negative,
some tweaks, stay tuned. What do you got?
The only negative, besides obviously the too much virginity talk, was that we thought all along that Cassie was going to win. So it lacked a little bit of the mystery.
The Warriors.
Yeah, of who was going to win. You know, usually you could see it going two to three different ways. So that was a little different, but I still enjoyed the season.
Agreed. Next Bachelorette reveal. Reality Steve was correct.
Slimeball.
Hannah B. You follow him. That is so funny to me that you follow him and consume all his non-spoiler tweets.
He's got content out there that I need, Rim. him or not.
Hannah B. turned 24 in September. I think they listed her age as 23 on the show. She's 24 and a half.
Okay.
So she'll be almost 25 when the show, The Bachelorette, stops airing, I think. I think Hannah B. could use some coaching. We'll talk about this for a little bit. I think Hannah B. needs some coaching. Chris asks her, in your wildest dreams, did you ever think you would be The Bachelorette? And her answer is yes.
Rim.
you tell me, Hannah B. You're the Hannah B.
Listen, I'm a Hannah B. guy.
Yeah. Charter member.
I found last night it was okay. Okay. It was her first time. It's cute to be that nervous. But
there was good and bad.
It was cute to me. It was you know, it's kind of like how I feel like I would act out there as the Bachelor. But that's a one night thing, Rim. She better figure it out. This is a professional franchise, and we can't have, like, all season, it feels like the hair on the back of your neck is standing up when she's about to give an answer because it's so awkward.
We can't.
She's
I don't want to feel like there's a
out.
Middle school bachelorette who's like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
She has to figure some stuff out. I think she will, hopefully. I have no reason to actually think that, but I think she will. I think they're going to coach her up. It wasn't good last night.
The reason you have to think that is because Colton turned out to be good, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think of they showed Chris FaceTiming Hannah with the news? Do you have any thoughts on that moment?
No, what's wrong with it? You obviously had some thoughts.
I think they thought it would be like heartwarming. Like, oh my gosh. You know, like it is when those kind of videos go viral all the time. But to me, it felt like they're showing like the greedy underbelly of people's motivations for wanting to be a lead. It wasn't, are you ready to find love again after your heartbreak? It was, you ready for the big show?
You hit the jackpot, baby.
The big bucks? You want to hit the big time? You want the big bucks, Hannah? And she's like, yeah, I want the big bucks, Chris. It just didn't feel like, I mean, they showed us explicitly wrong reasons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't think they should have showed that. I think that backfired a little bit. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I was watching it and thinking, I don't get the feeling that she's just really wants to find love. I don't know. She meets a few bachelors, AB. Do you still like this bit? I mean, this debuted after Nick Vile's season, and they wanted to move to Rachel as quickly as possible. Do you still like when they do this?
I don't see any harm.
Do you want to run down these guys very quickly?
Not really,
and then we can. And then, well, I got jokes, that's why.
Okay.
And then do you want to talk about Hannah's rose delivery? I want you to describe that for us.
Okay.
We got a good-looking Southern ginger guy with a beard. We got a Russell Wilson look-alike. Guy looked like Russell Wilson. Even had a suit like him. Does a toast bit. Okay. In better shape than Russell Wilson. I'll go that far. There's a guy who rapped. Wasn't terrible. The lyrics, you know, were good. The lyrics were good. The delivery was B-. B-.
I was going to say, delivery was not bad.
No, he's not. The guy wasn't Nas, but he was good.
Hannah's reaction to it, that's an F. She didn't know how to act. She didn't know how to act, Rim.
Well, she doesn't. Yeah, that you could say that about any situation with her. But if, when he hits the last line, which is only time and Aggie's going to say Roll Tide, she goes, oh, she looked like she was an extra in 8 Mile at the end. She's like, okay, oh,
I just felt like when she came, when he came out there and started rapping, she didn't know what to do with like of any of not. Her extremities, like her hands. She didn't know what she was supposed to be nodding her head. What
She had no clue how to handle any moment of this. Next, we got a nondescript dude. Probably works a finance job, gives her a stool so they could be equals. He mismeasured it. He did not take into account her heels. She was a heel taller than him.
Yep.
You got a Nick Vile looking guy. The crowd murmured when that guy came out. They're like, whoa, is that Nick Vile? Oh my God. That would have been something if it was.
Chris even mentions that. He thought it was Nick Vile as well.
Hannah jokingly says, I could give out a rose right now. And Chris says, let's do it.
Let's do it.
What do you got on this 30 seconds of silence between when she stopped talking and when she gave the rose away? Giggling and like, okay, y'all don't laugh. Like, this is live, Hannah. They're not going to cut this out. This is live.
There's nothing. Like I said, it makes me nervous for this upcoming season. Like, the feelings I was getting when she was talking, I want her to succeed. So when she's just sitting there and it's awkward silence, it's like nails on a chalkboard, Rim. It's, oh.
Not only that, but your reputation's on the line with Hannah.
She gives me goosebumps the entire time. It's just an awkward silence where I'm on edge. I don't want to be on edge this whole season. Oh, hoping, man, she does good. Now, she did have a nice line when she was about to give the rose away. This is one of the hardest decisions I've made this season.
That was funny.
That was a good line. That gave that me a funny. Little hope in the season. She thought on her feet and she came up with a good line. Okay. So it's it wasn't all bad, but it was mostly, it was 95% bad.
That was a good line. I burst out laughing.
Yeah, that was funny.
She's going to say some funny things. That's for certain. She's going to be extremely personable with the guys. And you could see that even like when the credits were rolling, she went up and talked to all the guys and she was very gregarious and talking. She is a fun person to be around. She's going to be fun.
I just think she doesn't like public speaking.
Here's the bad. You got to read the room a little bit better. You can't always be, like you said, this is a one night thing. You can't always be, y'all, I am so awkward. Can you believe this? Like, yeah, I'm so
nervous.
That's
a one-night thing. This is
serious business, okay? She's also 24, a few years younger than Colton. I think that's, not that big of a deal because that's apparently where the show's trending. I think we would both agree that we would like to see someone in the second half of their 20s at least.
Absolutely.
To be the lead again. I was wrong about Colton. I could be wrong about Hannah B. But I'm hopeful. She showed flashes of good stuff.
Do you kind of wonder if there's some sort of story we don't know about yet that they're going to base this season on? Some sort of heartbreak or something? Because I can't think of anything. Usually they have a story, right?
Well, I think in terms of relationships, she mentioned on the Women Tell All, which we didn't talk about and we should talk about in a bit on the mailbag. She mentioned that she thought she was just going to date the guy that she dated all, into her teens and just marry and spit out babies, in her words. I think maybe we'll learn more about that. That's the only angle I can think of right now.
That's why I kind of wonder if they, Bachelor producers, have something, they know something we don't know about her life. And there's some sort of storyline there that they're going to lean on.
Last question about Hannah for you, AB. What does Hannah do for a living?
She's a former beauty contestant.
Oh, exactly.
That's all.
You don't know. We don't know.
No.
We don't know.
They didn't give her a job.
They didn't give her a job at any point. That I remember.
What does she do?
And they definitely.
Apparently,
she's an interior designer.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be nice to know? I think it was her opening. Now that I say it out loud, it was her opening thing, but they didn't. It wasn't part of her identity on the show.
She was a runner-up in a beauty
Exactly.
Imagine. That's exactly. All we know.
Not even runner-up. I don't want to split hairs, but not even close to runner-up. Okay. Miss America. Okay. Just want to
get
that
out. Obviously, she blew it on whatever the public speaking part was. I mean, could you imagine her winning that competition with giving a speech? They ask him those questions, like, about a serious topic, and they don't know what the topic is beforehand. Can you imagine how that segment of the competition?
She didn't make it that far. I watched the competition. She didn't make it to the question. Okay. I don't think she made it to the question part. Okay. I'll rewatch, but I know Kaylin did.
Okay.
Anyway, that's your girl, AB, that you're
hey,
kind of...
I'm pro Hannah. I'm excited. I thought it was adorable. Her nervousness was adorable. But if she comes in the same way come May, we'll have some issues.
They just have to build the leads out more. Make the leads more desirable, more so than just hot bods and cute faces. Mm-hmm. What's your career? Where do you see yourself in 5-10 years? What motivates you? What in your past has happened? Don't dance around it so much. Come out, build the person out, make us feel like us root for the lead more than anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. They usually make you root for the lead, and it's hard to root for someone that young to find love. It's like you haven't really even experienced.
Yeah, you roll your eyes sometimes.
Yeah, like you saying like 24-year-old Hannah B will never find love is kind of ridiculous. Like she would easily find love in the next 5 years if she's searching.
Let's get to the mailbag. We have a couple mailbag questions and then one thing that I would classify as fan fiction. the mailbag is 773-234-7794. Doesn't matter because I don't know if we'll have another mailbag episode before next season. Nikki from Illinois. I have to ask you what you thought about Courtney and Demi at the Women Tell All. How do you feel about the pacifier assault? AB, I pose that question to you and also assault. Ask your other Women Tell All. That was assault, brother. And other Women Tell All thoughts, which we didn't discuss yesterday. What do you think?
Completely unacceptable, Rim. Now, she got it all the way to Demi's mouth, which I'm confused. Like, if someone's coming to my mouth with a pacifier, I'm slapping the shit out of that.
Yeah, no question.
It's time to throw down. There's going to be a shove at least. At least a slap of the hand. There's no way you're going to get a pacifier into my mouth. There's no way. No, so I put blame on both of them. I think it might have been scripted based on her getting that into her mouth.
What do you think of Demi's performance?
You know, she went for the villain.
Be brutally honest.
She went for the villain. I didn't love it, though.
I didn't love it either.
Seemed petty.
I think Demi's got a big ego watching herself and reading the reaction. People were overwhelmingly pro. I said she was the best villain of all time.
Yeah, I think she leaned into that.
And that's going to backfire. I think we're looking at a Jordan-type character where she goes to paradise and angers people. She loses all the goodwill that she built up.
Sure.
We'll see. Anything else on Women Tell All?
No, I didn't enjoy it that much.
I didn't either.
I didn't enjoy that 2 hours of my life.
There's a reason we didn't do a recap. It's not the best. If it were a separate week, we would have done it. But
sure.
Two episodes in 1 week, one about the Women Tell All, blow my brains out. Here's what I think. Given the special circumstances surrounding this season, Colton jumps the fence and then they go to Women Tell All. Don't have Colton on the Women Tell All. He was like a happy guy on the Women Tell All. And someone even said like, you know, I hope you're happy. Like, keep Colton out of this basically because it spoils the end of the season.
I'm with you.
Thank you, Nikki. This is Jess from Charlotte. Do you think the producers are nervous that the lead is going so far off script? In a show that hinges on that last fairy tale proposal moment, how do you guys think this will affect future seasons? Now that Colton has essentially broken the Bachelor mold.
I think they're okay with it as long as they get good TV. It's all about the good TV. But it's risky. Like, the farther down this path you go, you're going to end up with, like, someone week two. They're like, all right, I got it figured out. I don't really want to continue this season.
Slippery slope.
Which is why I think there's some sort of money system on why they're...
Back to the fine system.
Sorry, there has to be.
It's true. I agree.
Like,
I think
there's something in his contract that makes him go farther and farther with... You know, that makes it go deep into the show.
I think they're on board with occasional variation in how it ends.
Yeah.
But you can't always do it
this way.
It
can't always be that. Yeah.
No, exactly.
Which could be part of why they chose Hannah, who is kind of like a go with the flow girl on all the group dates and stuff like that. She's going to, I think it's going to go to script this next season with Hannah.
860 area code. Hey, guys, I have some info that I thought you'd be interested in to know. Ooh, nice job, Rim.
Some dirt?
This is definitely not dirt. It's an eyebrow razor.
Oh.
Remember night one when Colton picked up that butterfly from Cassie's limo entrance? AB pointed it out and said, you don't do this unless that's your future wife. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out to be correct, but also turns out he gave her that butterfly back on night one. That would have been so much more cute had he been patient and given it back to her on the finale. Photo evidence attached. Unfortunately, the photo file did not come through. But assuming that's true, I feel like he should have saved it and given it to her on the finale. And I thought he was going to.
I did too. Yeah, that's something you keep forever.
PJ from Connecticut. After Monday's show, my wife and I came up with a scenario that I still think would have been a better result, so follow me. Colton runs off into the night in Portugal, but remains unfound. He finds himself in a small local bar drowning his heartbreak. The bartender is a beautiful local named Consuela. She consoles the poor, heartbroken American and offers him a place to hide out. During this time, the producers, policia probably. Actually, no, I don't know Portuguese. Stop fronting, Rim. Everyone is looking for Colton, and he needs to get his head right. After 2 weeks in hiding, enjoying Consuela's positive attitude, quick wit, and delicious cooking, he realizes he's actually in love with her. Consuela reciprocates, and when they emerge to the public, they are immediately thrust into the spotlight as America's sweethearts. But what's this? When Consuela sees Colton, when Consuela sees Chris Harrison, she runs to him, and professes her love for him. It was Chris, international man of intrigue she was after all along. Chris and Consuela start a beautiful life together. Colton remains alone, heartbroken, and a virgin. End of show. I don't encourage text that long, but I thought it would be funny to say.
Fan fiction, I didn't know I would enjoy Bachelor fan fiction, but
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it. PJ also wants us to do MasterChef in the break. I'm not opposed to MasterChef, AB. I know you're a MasterChef fan. You're a MasterChef fan. I haven't
Isn't
watched it
funny
it that
all
much.
These people ask for shows and I've watched all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I literally am a huge fan of MasterChef.
I will say that we may have an announcement in the coming weeks that many of you may be interested in, as well as some minor changes to the show. So stay tuned to the feed over the next month or so. AB, do you want to talk about this Hannah G rap?
I'd love to, Grim.
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play the whole thing. Deep dive into this.
This is courtesy of E! News.
Hey, what's up? My name is Hannah G. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. Was doing well on The Bachelor, got the first impression rose. Had some steamy makeout scenes, but the ending really blows. Got to fantasy suites, sure I'd be his final pick. Couldn't wait to spend the night with his perfectly sculpted face? Before I got the chance, his date with Cassie got intense. Wish I drove him crazy enough to make him hop a f***ing fence. Oh, okay, he made that look really easy. Had no clue what was happening, went to bed with pleasant dreams. And now I'm reliving it with all the Hannah waiting memes. When Colton came to my room, he caught me by surprise. Never thought that's where we'd say our emotional goodbyes. I mean, it could be worse, he actually seemed really sorry. Nothing will be as uncomfortable as Becca and Ari.
You gotta be kidding me.
All right, AB, what'd you think of that rap?
You can't even call it that, Rim.
Spitting bars.
Hip-hop. Listen, her flow?
The Hannah G. cipher.
The Hannah G. flow? Just abysmal, okay? Couldn't get... I can't think of someone worse at something than she is at rapping.
Okay. Well, harsh, okay? AB.
She sets hip-hop back years.
Okay. The culture is...
Culture's is ruined.
May never recover.
Like
may
said,
never
I think
recover.
You said this when she was rapping on the after show. The rap's over. Can't continue.
Listen,
Better, honestly, better than the family rap.
What do you mean better?
Well, she obviously wrote it. That was a freestyle in front of the family.
Yeah.
This was someone wrote this, and there were some clever lines. My main takeaway from this is not the quality of it, because listen, many people have rapped poorly and before. This is not the end. We're joking, but some of the lines in there are like
mean.
They're kind of barbs to. If I were a Bachelor producer, I'd be like, oh, well, she's not. We don't want her to.
Yeah, she's not
taking
gonna be
shots
a part of this.
At the concept of the show. She's not in the family anymore. That's what I thought. Kudos to her for, you know, going up there with confidence.
Plowing forward with this rap thing.
I think it's a clever idea. Whoever's idea was at E or whatever, I mean, it's getting buzzed today. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely.
Let's quickly talk about the Batch Bracket Fantasy League. I saw in their email this morning that anything that happens outside of the show, including after the final rose, does not count. So I don't think that Cassie got the final rose in their standings. So I think the standings...
What kind
of
shit is that, Rim?
I don't make the rules.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't make the rules here.
What do you
here.
Mean?
That's what I think. I don't make the rules. What am I going to file a grievance with this free fan? No, not doing it. Thank you, Batch Bracket, for hosting our league. Okay, here are the top four. Aaron H. with 275, Erica B. with 275, Garen H. with 272, Emma S. with 272. I had 229, you had 212. Womp, womp, womp. I have got everybody who beat you listed in this Google Doc spreadsheet, which is roughly, I think, 25 to 30% of the people who filled it out. Not okay. The total number of people in the thing, because like 80 people or 60 people didn't fill it out because they thought it was a week-to-week
thing. Didn't get it, yeah.
So I'm going to randomize the range, count 47, randomize range. The person at the top will get a special prize from us, and you will need to contact us somehow. roastcastpod@8screens.com, DM on Twitter or Instagram, or text us. Here we go. Oops, sorted by A to Z. That's not what we want. Undo. Okay. Listen, this is integrity
this is
at its finest. This is integrity. Okay. Randomize range. Anna J. Congratulations for finishing in the top roughly 25% of our batch bracket league. Please contact us and we will send you your prize. Next season, for Hannah B's season, we're going to be more prepared for this. Okay. It'll be a better rollout. Congratulations, Anna J. Do you want to know my franchise fixes, AB? I want you to critique these, agree, disagree, and pitch your own real quick.
Absolutely.
Number one, suggestions to improve the show's format. Okay. This comes from a place of love. Extend the timeline by at least 2 weeks. Okay. Just extend the timeline. That's all. You get two more episodes out of it.
More dates?
More dates. Just extend the timeline. Okay. This show, I was reading an article about kind of the history, comparing the first season to this season. The show was 6 weeks on the first season.
That's
and
crazy.
And it was not, the people were like, the rose ceremonies were like jokey, and the person who got second like didn't really care. It's just a different vibe. So if you're gonna make this be an engagement, make it be slightly more realistic. Add 2 weeks. Make it be 3 months of the show.
But not more people, right? Because you
anything,
know, Bachelor's
no.
adding two dates. We're doing 50 contestants.
Well, if they get rid of 25 on the first episode, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Here's maybe the most controversial take. Do you like that or don't like? I think you like that.
I like that. Anytime it's longer, I'm in.
Controversial. Here. Contestants and maybe even leads are banned from using social media while the season is on. Banned.
Wow.
No Instagram profiles. None. Maybe just Instagram specifically, but no. This is twofold. This weeds out people who are only in it for Instagram. The number one thing. Weeds them out. Find fame elsewhere. Two, it prevents viewers from seeing people after the experience recording the show. So when you follow these people, you can kind of tell
when
you can
yeah.
tell based on who they're hanging out with. You can tell just based on their vibe, how often they post, the type of posts, their types of stories. You can kind of tell what's going on in their lives after the show. Which kind of doesn't spoil it, but it just gives you a vibe. It should be a mystery. No Instagram. What do you think about that, AB?
I don't love it. I don't love that. I like following all these people. I do think, to that degree, they should speed up production. Like, there shouldn't be,
of course,
you know, 2 months between. It should be like a couple weeks after they record it. It should be on the air, that episode. It's too long. There's too much time for spoilers and all this other nonsense. Like, take that away. You could get it done in a week.
They could, but then they wouldn't be able to get the through lines, the storylines that they know are going to last. I can see both sides of it.
But
Other shows do it, but they also don't have the super long, I suppose, like the pageant storyline was like a multi-episode arc.
Sure.
And if you're going week to week, if you're putting a show out and then recording the next week's show while that's happening, you don't know what to focus on necessarily. Here's what I think is a good compromise. I think we've said this before. The World Series of Poker got really popular on ESPN in 2003, and it was like 2 months or 3 months after it actually happened when they air it, for the same reason they do that with The Bachelorette. Then, as technology got better, as the internet grew, they said, okay, now we're going to record it, we're going to air the episodes, we're going to stop once we get to the final table, and then the final table will be delayed until November, from July to November, and then we're going to air the final table on a one-day delay to keep people from seeing what happens at the end.
Sure.
It's more like you're watching a live sporting event. Now they do it live. Now the final table is on like a 5-minute delay. It would be better if we had like the final three or two delayed a couple months so that we could watch that choice happen live. That prevents the spoilers.
It just makes it hard with real life, though. Like, real life, you have to wait. Like, what if they don't even like each other in 3 months?
Valid criticism, but if you want to, I'm trying to nip spoilers
in the
bud. But
they did something similar to that on The Challenge, where the final happened, but they didn't tell us who won the final until the reunion show, which was like...
How'd that go over?
It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Okay. Wasn't that dumb of a question?
But that's a little different.
And the other problem is it'll never happen because social media... Back to social media, that drives interest in the show. I feel like it probably hurt rate. They'll never do it. They're too scared. And obviously,
they have all these influencers. 900,000 people follow Hannah G, and she's tweeting about the show, like, about to be on. Bachelor's about to start.
It'll never happen. I'm just saying, if you want to get back to the core of this show,
absolutely,
give it a shot.
That's fair.
Minor things, dates in real situations with real people around, interacting with other people. Because
eating
that's
food.
Eating food. That happened a couple times, but it should be like every date, basically.
Yeah,
they shouldn't be in
an
empty room all the time. It's weird. That's not real life. See how your potential mate treats waiters and waitresses. That's
sure.
a big thing. If they're rude to them, it's like, whoa, what's going on with you? If you stick with the timeline as it stands right now, de-emphasize engagement and position it as the lead looking for love. Set the expectation that we are rooting for the lead to find love. Engagement then becomes a nice surprise if they decide to go that route. But with the rushed, every criticism that outsiders have of the show remains true as long as they position it as engagement or bust.
Yep.
Because like you've said, it's a bust almost every time, long term. So just let's root for the person to find love and happiness.
Sure.
And a black guy lead wouldn't hurt. I don't know what your opinion is on that. Or just people with different backgrounds.
Just more diversity altogether.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
I'm 100% with you.
Okay. Anything else, AB?
I would add, I think they need to almost get away from the Bachelor family a couple years.
Oh, I forgot that. Yes, go ahead.
And get some other, I don't know if it's a reality show person, because they're not just going to pick someone randomly, you know? So it's not just going to be a random person. It's got to be someone that people know.
Either from another reality show or someone that has a moderate level of fame that you pluck.
And a great story, like a storyline.
Gotcha.
Either whether it's a sad story or, you know, something like that. And like you've said many times before, they need to up the age of the leads a little bit. It's got to be up in the upper 20s.
up in the upper 20s, mid 30s,
sure.
40, whatever.
Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Chris Harrison might be 50 for all I know. No offense if you're listening,
I think
Chris,
is.
But okay. Just, yeah, make it, you're just giving more. If you want to increase ratings and grow the show, you can't give people so much fuel to hate it. And watching a 23-year-old waffle on Looking for Love is just not what everyone necessarily always wants to see. We'll watch, but that's not how you grow. My opinion. Okay, thank you for listening all season. We really appreciate it. We know there are a lot of Bachelor shows out there. You have plenty of options. We appreciate that. You choose to listen to Remen AB as well. AB, do you have a sappy sound off or what?
No, we love these. We love all our listeners, folks.
Every last one.
Every one.
That's a wrap, as they say in the biz, on season 23 of The Bachelor. I'd call it a success.
Mm-hmm.
But have a heavenly day. We will be back tomorrow to talk about Very Cavalier. Just kidding. See ya.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.